invited to take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Tally,
and Allie.
All right, so of course you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, so feel free to get in touch with us in the way that you feel is best. So we'll, again, talk to you about whatever you want, but we're going to always bring something to the table. And Allie, you had something tonight that you felt was really important to get out there about the cost of prescription drugs.
Right. Well, something that I have been learning more and more about over the years is the pharmaceutical industry, and I'm not an expert on the, you know, insidery stuff that happens there, but I do think it's interesting when you look at the cost of a lot of these prescription drugs and the ads for them and just how they're used in society, how they're one of the most commonly abused drugs. You know, it's like it's up there with heroin and meth. So it's interesting to me to see how the price changes, really sort of based on whatever the pharmaceutical industry or the company wants to charge, because they have the patent usually over whatever the drug is.
Protecting them from competition.
Right. So it creates all these weird distortions, and this story is about two drugs which are made by the same company, and they're effectively the same drug, which are priced massively different, differently. One is 40 times the price of another one. It's a drug that's used to treat a common eye problem in elderly patients, and whereas one drug, well, maybe I should just read the story, because
where is it from?
This is Business Insider.
All right.
The massively different pricing of two identical drugs shows us something deeply wrong with the U.S. healthcare system. They have identical risks, but one costs 40 times as much as the other, yet doctors often prescribe the more expensive drug. This costs Medicare more than $1 billion a year, but the agency can do little to stop it. Unlike other health agencies, Medicare does not have the right to negotiate prices and cannot tell physicians which drug to prescribe. To make matters worse, doctors have a financial incentive to prescribe the more expensive drug, Lucentis, because Medicare reimburses them for the average price of the drug, $2,000 plus 6%.
$2,000?
That's how much one dose of this drug, like a common, like they inject it into your eye.
Wow.
And just to go to get it once, which some patients have to get it several times, costs $2,000 for Lucentis. But okay, in contrast, Avastin, the cheaper drug, costs just $50. Lucentis was developed in the mid-2000s and won FDA approval in 2006 after Genentech spent $1.4 billion developing it. But just 2 years earlier, the FDA approved Avastin to treat colorectal cancer. The drugs are created using different processes but come from the same antibody, meaning they are functionally the same. One researcher noticed this in 2005 before Lucentis had received FDA approval and decided to test his theory on a patient who gave her approval. The scientist injected a small dose of Avastin into the patient's eye, and the results were amazing. The drug worked perfectly.
Wow.
The problem is the FDA has not approved Avastin for eye injections, and the company continues to adamantly state they are different drugs with different side effects and purposes. And I think because there's no FDA approval of Avastin for eye injections, it's not covered under Medicare.
It's crazy. So basically, because of some bureaucratic rulemaking, two of the virtually identical drug that cost dramatically different amounts, one of those cannot be used legally to treat the very same thing that it could.
Some doctors do prescribe Avastin for this common
illegally?
Problem. No, it's not illegal to prescribe this. But it's kind of
only
like an off-the-table thing.
You mean, wait. So it would only
like your insurance wouldn't cover it.
I see what you're saying. So if you're on Medicare, was it?
Right.
So if you're on Medicare, then the doctor has no choice and they have to prescribe the more expensive one. But if you're not on Medicare or an insurance plan or something like that, you're just there as a cash payer, you could get
You're going to want to go with Avastin. if the doctor thinks it's...
If the doctor's honest enough to know.
Right.
First of all, if the doctor knows. Secondly, if the doctor is honest enough to tell you about it when he could be getting some kind of kickback.
Exactly. You have to wonder sometimes when you go to the doctor, when, especially if you have like a health insurance policy, which basically covers almost everything,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, I guess what's it to you? You would maybe even rather get the more expensive drug just in case it might be better if, to you, the cost is the same.
So the cheaper one, or sorry, the more expensive one, that goes directly into the eye, did you say?
I believe both of them go directly into the eye.
Oh.
But Avastin is being sort of used this way because the drugs are so similar that they've developed this new drug specifically for this ailment. And Avastin has also been in the news for not having FDA approval for treating breast cancer.
Hmm.
Like, this drug, I guess, has been pretty controversial, but it is inexpensive and I guess is like maybe multi-purpose in this way, in that doctors tried to use it to treat this problem, which was an expensive problem to treat, and now they found this really inexpensive alternative. But the company itself, even if in some stories they claim that the FDA wants the company who makes this to Genentech to apply for FDA approval for Avastin,
mm-hmm.
for these eye injections, but the company has no reason to do that because they own both the drugs. They'd rather
right.
doctors
and
be prescribing the more
patent.
Expensive one.
And they're sitting on the patent, so no other drug company can jump in and compete with them.
Right.
Hmm. How does that make you feel, Allie?
Well, it bothers me when we have these debates over health insurance and health care, which are two different things. And sometimes people...
I don't think we've had that debate.
Well, a lot of people are having that debate because of the recent Affordable Care Act
mm-hmm.
Fiasco.
Obamacare.
Right. And we have these talks over health care and, like, what influences the price of certain drugs. And the government comes at it from all these different angles because they put regulations on drugs. You have the FDA in play.
Right.
You
FDA
have Medicare
patents.
Funding a huge portion of... the insurance market and paying it health into the healthcare industry, and it just is distorted from so many different angles.
Regulations, paperwork requirements.
Right. So you don't even know, you know, sometimes you want to defend the insurance companies, but sometimes you're like, well, you can't really do that because
no.
How much do they love the new regulations, right? Because
sure. they
so
like
many
protection
more people,
just like anybody else. Any other company likes protection from competition, and certainly the government plays that role for insurance companies.
Even
a
hospitals
marketplace.
In New Hampshire and local community, they wouldn't allow a hospital open because there wasn't enough use in the current hospital.
Who decides?
Yeah, why do these bureaucrats get to decide that? It makes no sense.
Well, I would guess that the real answer to why bureaucrats get to decide these things is because collectively people allow it to happen. I mean, they look to bureaucrats, they look to politicians as their betters, mm-hmm. their superiors, even though politicians usually don't know jack about the things that they are voting on. But yet people seem to believe that because they've run for political office that somehow, or won the political office, that there's somehow a level above everybody else.
One of the better examples of that is like CVS's and local pharmacies. They want to have, not an RN, but a PA. Not a doctor, but somebody who can prescribe medicine. They want them to be in the pharmacies and helping people with their medical issues. It would bring health care to neighborhoods. And government officials have been in the way of allowing
that to
happen.
Is that a national thing?
Not New Hampshire, but I think it was like Michigan or something like that. They're trying to find ways to obstruct this from happening. But it would just be so convenient for people.
Yeah, but the doctors would be threatened by that, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you're saying a PA, so not a doctor, but somebody
right.
who could prescribe. What is that, physician's assistant? What does that stand for?
That's right, yeah.
So I didn't know that anyone besides a doctor could prescribe anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's news to me. But, yeah, doctors want people to come to them, I guess. And It's a shame, too, because don't they swear an oath, a Hippocratic oath, to do no harm?
They do.
And isn't charging a customer more than they would otherwise have to pay, isn't that doing harm?
Well, they might not be able to afford other things to keep themselves healthy.
We'll come
back with more
here in moments. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-453. Maybe you're in the medical industry or you're a critic of them. 855-453.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company. And this year, I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made, authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Gene Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 4th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1227.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1272.15, 636.08 for a half ounce, or 318.04 for a quarter ounce. That's 1272.15, 636.08, and 318.04.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can bring up whatever you might like here toll-free, and especially if you've got comments on the story that Allie has brought up tonight about drug prices and some of the factors as to why it is that they're just so ridiculous in a lot of cases. Again, toll-free number 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives. They go back to 2006. You click, you download, and they're yours for free. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that. Also, the Free State Project is your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. The strategy is simple. Get people who love freedom together to the same geographic area. I'm originally from Florida. Tally, you from Florida, mm-hmm. and then Allie, you're from Alabama.
That's right.
They're just, I don't know about you guys, but where I was, the libertarian movement was paper thin, and that might be giving it too much credit. There were a handful of people who would get together, you know, every week or so, and they'd complain about the news, about how awful government was. And every now and then, we'd go out and do some kind of outreach project that would never actually pan out into any new people ever showing up to these awfully boring meetings. And if they did show up, then they probably wouldn't come back the second time.
I worked so hard, and I made no difference.
That's exactly how I was feeling. And I know you and I have similar experiences. You were involved in the Libertarian Party.
Very briefly. I mean, not long at all.
I did it for about 6 years. And just...
That was a flash in the pan.
There was some good things that came out of it. Obviously, I mean, I had some opportunity to grow by doing outreach projects and things like that, but ultimately no real impact. Nothing really felt like it was making a difference. So when I found out about the idea of the Free State Project, I thought, this is it. I have to be in a place where other people actually care enough to do something, where I don't have to pull teeth to get people to volunteer to do an outreach project or something like that. And it's better here. There are more people who love freedom here already. Even though the Free State Project hasn't even reached its goal yet, we're trying to reach 20,000 people who will pledge to make the move to New Hampshire and to get active. We've got over 15,000, so we're 75% of the way there, but we still got to get that 5,000, you know, 4,000 plus remaining people to sign up for this. So please, if you love the ideas of freedom, you're willing to actually stand up for the liberties of others, even if they might not be doing things with their liberty that you would do. Because that's the key to freedom. You have to allow other people to be free in order for you to be free. So if you get that, then please go to freestateproject.org. And there's so many reasons why this is important. I mean, your health care is certainly one of them, and that's kind of what we're talking about here tonight, is the outrageous cost of some of these drugs, these prescription drugs. And, Allie, your story really... I mean, it shines a different light than what's normally... I mean, we've talked about patents before here on Free Talk Live and how it is that those protect companies from competition,
right?
From upstarts who might want to get into the business and do it better and compete with them.
Well, that's where is... Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that where a lot of the $4 prescription drugs that people can commonly get now are from when the patent ran out on a drug? So, I mean... Can you imagine if all the drugs were that competitively priced? I mean, people still have a reason to pay a little bit extra to buy the original. I know exactly why people tend to prefer the name brand, the one they know the most, I guess just because it seems they feel more confident about it. This no-name brand, who's ever heard of this company? Can I, you know, am I going to get to go and rate their product and make them sound bad if I have really adverse effects to their drug? And if it's just, you know, some no-name brand, people might not be as likely to buy it, but some people aren't going to be able to afford the name brand. So it works out for everyone because we have choice.
If it's on the shelves in a pharmacy, I think it's legit.
It's probably safe.
Right, I mean, I have no problem buying store brand anything. I generally consider private labels what that's generally called, because a lot of times the store brands are manufactured by actual brand name manufacturers. They just don't put their own label on it, and they put the store brand label on it, and they sell it for less because the advertising costs aren't involved in adding up the cost of the product. Mm-hmm. So they can keep it cheaper. And I trust those, but some people don't. You know, some people, you know, they want to go with Bayer when they need an aspirin or Advil or whatever, and that's fine. That's cool. Like you said, it's choice.
Some people insist that the name brand is, like, for certain things, that you have to go with the name brand because they're the only ones that make it the right way.
Some name brands have been so successful that they have replaced the actual generic name for the product, meaning, like, Kleenex, for instance.
Right.
You know, people constantly use the term Kleenex when they actually mean tissue, mm-hmm. or a Xerox when they mean a copy. you know, or facsimile or whatever.
Right.
So there's the patenting process, which, of course, keeps prices high artificially. And then there's also the FDA approval process, which dramatically inflates the cost of these things. As you mentioned briefly in the beginning of your story, Allie, the company in question here, they spent over $1 billion putting one of those products through some sort of FDA approval.
One of the drugs, they spent billions of dollars or over $1 billion testing it specifically for this common eye problem that I guess a lot of elderly people get, and that they had already made Alastin, the cheaper drug. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they had, instead of just saying, hey, why don't we see what we got around here? Maybe we've got something that can help. They did put all this money in developing this totally different drug and putting it through the FDA approval process. And there's, you know, this huge incentive to do that because they can. Mm-hmm. They can make all this money doing that.
Right. So FDA process, obviously a company will want to test a product before they put it on the market because they don't want to be liable.
Right. Sure. That's why it probably was really expensive to do all the research and development for this drug.
But the FDA requires an outrageous cost of compliance in order to jump through their hoops, in order to get a drug to market. And they can go through the FDA's process and still have the drug denied later on, even if it still could have been useful to people, or even if people would have been willing to risk. You know, let's say that there is some kind of drug that's being developed that they find out during testing, 1 out of 10 people dies from it, but it's, you know, 9 out of 10 people get saved from some sort of terminal illness. There will be people who will be willing to say, I'm willing to risk that. I'm willing to take that risk. I've got this terminal illness. You've got this drug that cures 90%, kills 10%. I'm willing to take that risk. And that kind of drug may not make it through the FDA process.
Right.
People shouldn't assume that the Food and Drug Administration is fail-proof because they have released drugs onto the market, said, you know, given the seal of approval, and it's killed people.
And then they'd have to recall it later on down the line. Mm-hmm. So really, they're not protecting you from dangerous drugs, number one. They're just increasing the cost of those drugs. They are increasing the cost of all of them. And then your article here, Allie, just outlines how outrageous that this one company is behaving, where they've got two drugs that are very, very similar, and one drug is approved for a certain treatment of some kind of eye thing, and the other drug hasn't been approved for that treatment, and so therefore, and by the FDA, and so therefore they can charge their patients an insane amount of money for the one drug, whereas the other drug could be used for that very same treatment and is a cheaper drug.
Right. I mean, people, everyone in the situation is just following their incentives, but look what happens when you have this. I think I would blame anyone, the FDA, because obviously, you know, they're not doing anything to help the situation because they're creating this barrier between the doctors, the people who make the drugs, and people who consume the drugs.
Yeah, the incentives seem pretty perverse.
We'll come back with your thoughts. Welcome here at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can also bring up anything that you'd like. This is Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com, or call 800-593-6273.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here at 855-450-FREE or contact us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm, and again, that toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-FREE. BuzzBox Coffee. You can make a difference one cup at a time. And we're looking for 1,000 listeners like you who love coffee to join us in giving the gift of freedom through at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Free Talk Live coffee drinkers can truly change lives forever and at the same time drink the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money over going to the coffee shop. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com. You get your first pound free. You will have to pay shipping for it, but they won't charge you for the pound. Coffee.freetalklive.com. It makes it easy for you. You're going to love it. They think so, at least. And so far, the two of you
I like it.
Have been enjoying BuzzBox coffee. So I'm not a coffee drinker, but everybody who does drink it is raving about it. So again, coffee.freetalklive.com. Go get your first pound for free over there. And again, just pay shipping, and you'll get on an auto ship program that you can actually adjust instead of them sending you a bunch of coffee that you don't need. If you can't drink it, fast enough, you can tweak it. You can tell it, how often do you want them to send you another pound. Do you need it every 2 weeks? Do you need it every 8 weeks? It's up to you. So again, coffee.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts, whether you want to talk about healthcare or whatever happens to be on your mind. We've got Nick in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Tally, and Allie.
Hey, this is Nick from Boston. I'm calling on behalf of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. No, actually, I'm calling because that's my new job. I got to do that to make extra money, call and raise funds for Democrats. And
hey, can we do some role playing?
What's that? Do some role playing?
We do some role playing. Yeah, like how? Like you call us up, and what would you say?
Hey, I'm Nicola. I'm calling on behalf of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC. You know, Republicans are being obstructionist right now. They're not letting any of Obama's bills get passed. We need to. This is the worst Congress in the history of America right now. We need to elect more Democrats. And you know, if you could do $150 right now to help,
$150.
Yes, sir. $150. You're a private donor.
You're calling me up and asking me for to send you money?
That's exactly what I'm doing. So we can get Democrats elected to the House of Representatives. You know, we only
How'd you get my phone number?
I'm stalking you, sir.
Well, yeah, no, you probably are calling registered. I'm going to guess you're calling registered Democrats, right? I mean, they're targeting these calls. They're not just calling anybody.
The problem is, I'm the type of guy that listens to like Alex Jones, and I'm so against the Democrats and the Republicans. I want to vomit when I'm making these phone calls.
So how do you say it with sounding genuine at all?
That's my question. Like, I think I'm a reasonably bright person, so I'm talking to people who are already brainwashed, so I can just spit the lies back to them that their government are already telling them. And, you know, and half the time they're probably going to give me money, and I'll make
money. So how are you, are you graded against the other callers in the boiler room? Is there, you know, a contest to see who can make the most money? And also, what percentage is the boiler room taking? How's the money distributed, do you know?
If you're, like, in the top of the caller pool, you're making a certain amount of dollars. If you get a credit card, you're getting $2. The thing about this company is that I don't even know if it's legal. They say they're like just a regular company, but they only take Democratic organizations as their clients. If you're conservative, get the hell out of here. They're not calling for you.
Yeah, that's totally legal. It happens all the time.
Yeah, of course it would be legal for a company to do business with whichever clients that they choose. Certainly, you know, if somebody comes to Free Talk Live and they want to advertise some sort of product that we don't feel comfortable with, then we're not obligated to take their business in the same way that a sales company that's all this is. I mean, telemarketing, this is telemarketing for politics, and you know, they could certainly turn down whoever they want. So I wouldn't say it's illegal at all what you're doing, but it's certainly a tough job. I mean, there's no doubt, especially somebody who doesn't actually believe the words that you're being asked to speak. That must be very difficult. How long have you been at this now?
You know, I've just recently started doing this job again because I needed to take a second job to.
You've come back to it. You've done this before, and you've come back to it because you know it.
Yeah, I did in the past, and it was depressing because back then I was really feeding into the Republican side of things. Like I was listening to right wing radio, and since then I've kind of moved more in like a libertarian and conservative kind of.
Conservatarian.
Ideals. Yeah, conservatarian, I guess, or whatever. Ideas, you know, I resonate a lot. I mentioned before Alex Jones. I resonate a lot with that guy because he talks about how both parties are in it together. Neither of them want to help us.
I really enjoyed the pictures. I don't know if you guys saw them, but from Air Force One, I guess, on a recent trip that Obama took, they showed, like, the pictures you didn't see from his trip. Normally, they show him at the events where he's going, but in this case, turned out that George Bush was on Air Force One with him, and they were just hanging out, you know, dressing down.
No, those guys hate each other.
No, apparently not. So I always find that interesting, and that's been going on for a long time. Years ago, there were pictures of George H.W. Bush with Bill Clinton just hanging out, you know, like old buddies. So you're having an issue here, right, Nick? I mean, working at this job where you're being asked to say things that you don't necessarily agree with. In fact, you might firmly disagree with them. You certainly don't agree with the goal of what you're doing. How do you jive with that?
Well, you know, you guys were talking about pharmaceuticals before. I am prescribed Klonopin, so I think before work I'm going to have to take my Klonopin dosage.
What is
that? Is that an anti-anxiety drug? What is that?
Yeah, it's a benzodiazepam. It's very chemically similar to alcohol. They actually can detox alcoholics with it, and it's used for anxiety also. So
some people, you know, when they're down and out, they'll do very desperate things for money, and at least you're not robbing people, I guess. I mean, it's certainly not the worst thing that that you could do. I don't know, guys, what do you think about Nick's career choice here?
I would try to find other work. I mean, something that you're more comfortable with where you don't have to drug yourself in order to accomplish the mission.
Maybe it could be kind of a learning experience if you look at it that way. You know, if you don't believe it, I don't know. Do you feel like you're convincing someone to be approving of the Democrats? I don't think so. I think these people already agree with Democrats, and so you're not really doing anything except getting them to waste money on them.
That's true, and you could look at it from the perspective that you're just getting a cut of these poor suckers who are throwing money at the Democratic Party, which is the same thing that happens every year. I mean, this never changes. Every two to four years, you can call the Democratic or the Republicans, whatever political list, and you just read the same talking points. This is the most important election we've ever had.
Yeah, it's a bunch of brainwash, right?
Right.
I mean, so I wouldn't feed that with money or energy or anything.
Yeah, but does it make good money for you, Nick?
Good question.
Well, you know, I just, like I said, I just restarted, and you know, I just got done with my training this week. And, you
know, you've done this before. You know you're good at it, right?
Yeah, I think I can be pretty effective at it. And, you know, my friend is actually a state rep. He's going to help me with the brainwashing that politicians do to people, you know, with the talking points. I'm fortunate enough to know this guy, so I'm going to pick his brain and ask him why more Democrats should be elected. Because I honestly, if someone asks me why they should be elected, I don't see much of a reason to elect any of them.
Well, you are just calling registered Democrats, right?
Yeah, and a lot of times
you're probably not going to get any questions like that. It's very unlikely that, you know, if you're calling people who are registered Democrats, that they're going to ask you a question like, well, why would I want to support the Democrat? I mean, you might get that here and there, but many people are going to be pre-inclined to, oh, the Democrats. Oh, well, let me cut you a check. Or let me get my credit card out. Oh, it still brings
when I worked
up the interesting
there before,
motivation.
I got a donation saying that polar bears are going to drown.
Nick, thanks for the call, man. Good luck. I realize this is a tough decision to make, and maybe some of the other listeners could chime in as to what would you do if you were in his position?
That's a good call.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you'd like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, the Pro XPN toll-free line. You can, of course, join us online. And if you like Free Talk Live, you enjoy what we're doing here on the air, and you want to help support the show, then you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It helps us get Free Talk Live out there into more ears around the world. And you can help do that for $5 a month. But right now, your $5 a month is going to be doubled. And for the next many months, actually, it's going to be doubled. We've got some great, generous contributors, people like WWE's Kane. You might know him as Glenn Jacobs. That's his real name. He's one of the several contributors who have stepped up to say that they are going to match up to $950 per month in Free Talk Live AMP contributions. We've got over $500 per month so far, so we're over half of the way to the goal.
Awesome.
Which is great. And you can help by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's an extra reason to do it sooner rather than later. If you do it within the next 2 weeks, right before Christmas, if you do it sometime before Christmas, and you want this, you can just not to get this if you don't want it, but if you want some Bitcoin in returns, so you amp $5 to Free Talk Live, it gets doubled to 10. That $5 will also be sent back to you in the form of Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
So we have one of our generous contributors is giving his own Bitcoin away to encourage people to get on the AMP program and to get, in some cases, their first Bitcoin.
Lots
That's of people
awesome.
Are getting Bitcoin for the first time.
Very generous.
He's very, very generous. So, and thank you for your generosity if you become a Free Talk Live amplifier, because it helps us get on new radio stations and bring new internet listeners on board with the show. Again, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's also helping us hire Daryl as our affiliate relations person. And I've actually just promoted Daryl to assistant program director over at LRN.FM. So he's taking
All right.
on some additional responsibilities. And we've added several new shows just within the past 48 hours over there at LRN.FM, including Ron Paul's podcast, the Tom Woods show, a newer show called We Are Libertarians, and something else that escaping me, Cop Block radio show.
Wow.
All added to LRN.FM in the last 2 days.
What a variety.
So you can help with that, because the AMP money also goes to LRN.FM. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, maybe you don't yet have Bitcoins. Well, you can get them, but first you have to have a wallet. And in order to get your first wallet, you can do it for free. Go to blockchain.info and sign up there.
you can download easily their app for Android or iPhone, whatever your preference. There's also, of course, if you don't have a smartphone, you can still use their website, blockchain.info. Use that to send and receive Bitcoin to people all around the globe. There are over 750,000 wallets that have been created over at blockchain.info, and it's dramatically, like just within the last month or so, it's been shooting up. Because, well, the interest in Bitcoin is also on the rise. Or at least that's the way it seems. The price is around $900 today or something like that.
Nice.
For Bitcoins.
Yeah.
Worth looking into and worth getting your first wallet for free over at blockchain.info. We're talking about a gentleman who called in a moment ago, Nick, in the Boston area, taking on a job that he has done in the past. Apparently he was good enough at it that he decided he was going to go back to it. He said he needs some money. And so he's decided to go into telemarketing. Now, telemarketing is kind of a scummy field in the first place. I mean, it's one of those careers that people don't really look at in a very positive manner.
Or people don't respond too well. You know, if you get the pick up the phone and you think it's your friend calling you and it's some telemarketer, you're going to be angry. Who actually responds well to telemarketers?
There,
like, I can't even imagine.
Someone. I guess you're right, Ian, but it just seems like such a bad idea for what Ali cited, you know?
There must be someone responding, though, because
they wouldn't
stay
be doing it.
Those people who just want somebody to talk to?
I don't know.
Who have money?
I bet you older people respond better to it, and maybe they're just counting on coming across the elderly people with dementia who don't really know what they're doing, and they think you're their grandson,
yeah,
and they cut
jackpot.
You a big check.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know what it's built on. There's lots of different types of telemarketing out there, and I've been tangentially, you know, near people who've done this in my life. I've never done it personally. I mean, I guess I telemarket Free Talk Live, but I'm calling radio stations offering them a show, which is kind of different. It's still cold calling what I do, but it's not the same. It's more better prospected cold calling, I guess.
Cold calling means calling unexpectedly?
That's right. Calling without any warm-up whatsoever. No one has prepped the person that I'm going to call or anything like that. Nothing was sent to them prior to the call. So I've known about some of the different telemarketers and the telemarketing scams and some of them that aren't really scams, but they're still kind of iffy. I mean, there's just the whole world of telemarketing is just full of the gray zone, so to speak. And maybe you have done telemarketing and you want to tell us what your experience has been, because that's where you really get the good stories. I will not be able to relay to you the real juicy stories about how the scams work. I know Johnson at one time, one of our Thursday night co-hosts, has been involved in some telemarketing, which involved sending out some kind of notice about, you've won a free cruise or something like that, and you had to call this number, and then they would try to sell you magazines. And, you know, there was some way that you could maybe get the cruise, and I don't remember all the details on that, but, you know, there was some kind of survey you'd have to answer. And anyway, and there was always some kind of questionable thing going on behind the scenes. And then you'd find out more about, you know, how the company was run, and the companies are run very shoddily in a lot of cases, where they'll like, fold up the operation overnight and then get out of the boiler room that they'd rented in this little strip mall and leave the employees high and dry, and they won't get their last paychecks. I mean, there's all kinds of stories like that in the telemarketing business.
Wow. That's just crazy. And it seems, I mean, I remember when I was a kid going online and, like, falling for some of the scams or whatever, and it, like, for whatever, just me being like, hey, I thought that there was something free for me on other side.
Hey, I want my free Xbox.
Yeah, exactly. And so then eventually realizing that they're not going to give me what I want. And then that's how I became better at picking out scams, is just failing many times. Like, they never ended up telling me, here you go, here's your free thing that you're supposed to get. So I don't know how it seems like people pick up on that over time.
Yeah.
It's just surprising that someone keeps going with something like that. Like, you want a free cruise. Like, I always wonder when I get those kind of calls, like at work, because that's the only time I answer a landline phone.
Mm-hmm.
I just wonder, like, who's staying on the line for that? Like, what person doesn't just hang
somebody
up the phone
really
immediately?
Somebody really wants to go on a cruise, I guess.
Maybe.
It's probably so cheap to do that, like robo-dial and send these messages. I mean, do you speak to a live person?
No, it was a robot.
Oh, really?
So cheap to do.
Yeah,
you would think
true.
That would be illegal. But, I mean, because it's such a nuisance.
Well, Jason, they did create the do not call list, and so your government has come to your rescue here. You can put your phone number on the do not call list, and then, you know, the companies aren't supposed to call that. And if they do, it's naughty, naughty, possible criminal charges or something like that, or fines. They could be paying fines. to the government, of course.
Yeah, but otherwise it's just a free-for-all, I guess. All these robots can call you about cruises. I don't like the telephone in general.
Yeah, I heard you on that. But it's interesting, when you get a cell phone, you don't usually get calls like that.
Yeah, why is that? I've always wondered why I don't get telemarketers on my cell phone.
I have no idea.
For whatever reason, cell phone companies don't publish your number by default. Whereas when you get a landline phone number, by default, landline operators publish your number in the white pages. You can usually pay them publish it.
Isn't it crazy that people like allow them to just put your number out there for everyone to see? Like if someone asks me, what's Jason Talley's phone number? I'm not going to just give them your phone number. But but it's been so common for our family to have our landline just in the phone book. And then you're doing something and you don't want to be interrupted in the phone starts ringing.
Right.
It's not like with a cell phone, you can just take it up and turn it off. You have to go over to the phone, and once you're there, you might as well answer because you don't know who it is.
Well, the good news is landline phones are dying off.
I can't believe people ever did this.
As the elderly die off, landline phones are dying off, and I don't know how useful or popular they will be in the future. Certainly, people in Generation X and the millennials are likely not going to be landline phone subscribers.
Yeah, I dropped a landline a long time ago, and I don't really even have a cell phone. I get text messages and voicemails and things. But
so let's go to the phones here. Carson's on the line in Columbus. Again, maybe you want to talk about telemarketing or whatever's on your mind. Carson, you're on Free Talk Live.
Real quickly, to answer Allie's question about the cell phones, because I used to work in telemarketing, they are not allowed to call cell phones because you will pay for the call, because people pay for their minutes per call or per minute. So that's if you said that you were on a cell phone, we were instructed to immediately hang up after saying goodbye, of course, and mark it as a cell phone, and it goes in a file of people we don't call anymore.
But what you've done as far as telemarketing, Carson?
I worked in magazine renewals. We would call people who had a previous existing relationship. Like, let's say you get Reader's Digest, Ian, and your subscription expires. Mm-hmm. I would call you and say, well, Mr. Freeman, we're offering a deal. Renew now and you can save $3 on the stand price.
So in your case, you weren't actually cold calling. You were calling, prospects who would have been somewhat hot or at least warm to the
idea. Existing business relationship.
Right. Yeah. So that's a little bit different. I don't know. If you had more you wanted to share, Carson, stand by. We can bring you back here. And also, anybody else who's been involved in telemarketing, tell us about the scams. You know you did it. You don't have to give your real name. It's Free Talk Live.
Not sure what to get for that special person in your life this holiday season? Look no further. Savory Scents Candles has something for you. Savory Scents aims to please with quality products and service. They even accommodate your special requests. Visit SavoryScentsCandles.com and be sure to check out the exclusive subscription boxes. That's SavoryScentsCandles.com. For 10% off regular orders, use coupon code FTL.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.